From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. President Donald Trump takes on the auto industry. U.S. President Donald Trump met Tuesday with executives from the big three American automakers, urging them to expand their manufacturing in the United States rather than overseas. The meeting with the leaders of General Motors, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler marked the second straight day the new president has called top corporate leaders to the White House to push for creation of more U.S. manufacturing jobs.
We're bringing manufacturing back to the United States big league. We're reducing taxes very substantially, and we're reducing unnecessary regulations. And we want regulations, but we want real regulations that mean something.
In the weeks leading up to his inauguration last Friday, Trump criticized U.S. automakers for expanding their operations in Mexico and praised them when they announced plans to add jobs in the U.S. Trump has warned the business executives he'll try to get Congress to approve a substantial border tax, perhaps 35% on companies that move manufacturing out of the country and then seek to sell their products back to the United States. The new president has promised to massively cut government regulations and taxes as the lure to keep American companies in the U.S. The president has signed executive actions to advance the construction of the Keystone XL and Dakota Access oil pipelines. Trump tells reporters in the Oval Office that the moves on the pipelines will be subject to the terms and conditions being renegotiated by the U.S. President Obama killed the proposed Keystone XL pipeline in late 2015, saying that it would hurt American efforts to reach a global climate change deal. And FBI Director James Comey is staying on the job. This is VOA News. China has warned the United States it would not retreat from claims that it controls the disputed South China Sea. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying told reporters at a Tuesday news briefing in Beijing, that China has indisputable sovereignty over the South China Sea Islands and their adjacent waters. She goes on to say that the United States is not a party to the South China Sea issue. Her remarks come in response to U.S. White House spokesman Sean Spicer's comments Monday that the U.S. would defend international territories, including the South China Sea. Spicer also said the U.S. will prevent China from taking over the islands and reefs in the sea. President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, said last week that China's access to the islands might be blocked, thereby raising the possibility of a military confrontation. Syrian talks in Kazakhstan between the Damascus government and rebel factions have concluded, with Russia, Turkey, and Iran striking a deal on a three-way mechanism to consolidate the country's nearly month-old ceasefire. Kazakhstan's foreign minister read out a statement on Tuesday at the end of the two-day meeting, saying the three countries will use their influence to strengthen the truce without specifying how that would work. As the Syria peace talks got underway in Astana, the United States was on the sidelines.
Washington is hoping the talks eventually will clear the way for a political solution to the Syria crisis. This round of Syria peace talks is brokered by Russia, Turkey, and Iran, with no direct input from the United States. President Donald Trump's Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson has acknowledged that Russia, Syria, Turkey, and Iran are dictating the terms of how things will play out in Syria. Tillerson told U.S. senators that Washington should re-engage with the traditional allies, including Turkey, a critical and long-standing NATO partner. Nike Chin, VOA News, the State Department.
Britain's government must get parliamentary approval before starting the process of leaving the European Union, so says their Supreme Court, potentially delaying Prime Minister Theresa May's plans to trigger exit negotiations by the end of March. And the 89th annual Oscar nominations have been announced by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The musical La La Land leads Academy Award nominations with 14 bids. Nominees for Best Motion Picture, in addition, are Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, Lion, and Manchester by the Sea.
That's the latest world news from VOA.